The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011, and Presidential Release number 393. I am very sorry to have to tell you that a leader of our Federation in Missouri, Jana Moynihan, died at the end of January. I received the news on the 2nd of February. Jana, I think I met maybe as early as 1969. She has been a very long-time leader of the Federation, and you might keep her and Jim Moynihan in your prayers. We are coming upon the National Convention. One of the events at the National Convention is the presentation of Balatin Awards. The Balatin Award Committee is being chaired by Jim Gashel. Jim Gashel has many different assignments within the Federation, and one of them is to chair this committee. The Balatin Award Committee takes applications from people who have been instrumental in making a significant difference in the lives of blind people during the last year. So those who have done things to make the life of blind people better and who are in the process of being leaders in bringing greater independence to blind people should make application to Jim Gashel for a Balatin Award. The Balatin Award is a cash award. We have some money that we have put aside that has been contributed in the memory of Dr. Balatin, who was a medical doctor in the early part of the 20th century. And we have assisted in the publication of the book, which is the biography of Dr. Balatin. And because the spirit that he represented as a blind person being a medical doctor so early on in the history of medicine is of such character that it deserves recognition, we are giving away cash awards to people who carry this spirit forward. The deadline for these applications is the end of March, so get your applications in. You don't have to be a blind person to do this, although blind people are good to be recognized in the Balatin Award process, but you do have to have contributed significantly during the past year to the future success and independence of blind people. Please send your applications here to the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore. Jim Gashel will get them and the committee will review them. If you want more information about the Balatin Award, you can look it up on the website at www.nfb.org. I have an announcement here from Joe Ruffalo, which says, Parnell Diggs will be interviewed by Joe Ruffalo on the Through Our Eyes program, which is an online radio program being directed by Joe Ruffalo. Parnell Diggs is chairing the Imagination Fund Committee, and he has been a champion in the Race for Independence. Along with the Blind Driver Challenge, he was one of the people who did much of the work to make the Blind Driver Challenge a tremendous success. He helped to put us in touch with the right people and get the permission for us to use the Daytona International Speedway. The program will be broadcast on the 16th day of March between 8 and 9 p.m. You can get on the internet and hear the program at Through Our Eyes, that's thrueyes.org, all of this from Joe Ruffalo. Michael Floyd says that the NFB Writers Division is having a writing contest, and there will be prizes for those who are the winners in the contest. This is for members of the NFB, both in the youth category and the adults category. As I understand it, the prizes will be awarded at the National Convention this summer. For more information, you can call Michael Floyd at 402-474-9222, or you can get a hold of him at his email address, which is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, dot B, dot Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, at gmail.com. Here is an announcement from John Paré. John is our Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives of the National Federation of the Blind, and he brings this announcement from the Social Security Administration. The Benefit Offset National Demonstration, BOND, program is a pilot program beginning in 2011 to test a gradual reduction of benefits for SSDI beneficiaries. Specifically, the program will allow those in the study to reduce benefits by $1 for each additional $2 earned over the substantial gainful amount threshold, thereby eliminating the cash cliff currently in effect. This pilot program was called for in 1999 under the Ticket to Work, and because it has finally started, we have decided to suspend our legislative effort to bring a 3-for-1 offset into the Social Security program. To participate in the program, beneficiaries must be between the ages of 20 and 60. They must be entitled to Social Security disability insurance payments. They must be living in one of the 10 bond sites. These sites include Alabama, Arizona, Southern California, Colorado, Wyoming, the District of Columbia, the Greater Detroit area, the Greater Houston area, the Northern New England area, the South Florida area, the Western New York area, and Wisconsin. Beneficiaries in the bond sites are selected according to a random process. One group will be notified that they are eligible for a benefit offset if they return to work. A second group will be given the option to volunteer to enroll in either the benefit offset or the benefit offset with enhanced benefits counseling programs. And a third group will be the control group, which will remain eligible for SSDI benefits and services under existing program conditions. They will not be eligible for the offset. Over the next few years, Social Security will evaluate the influence and the costs of the program by measuring the differences in outcomes of the program group that has the offset and the program group, which is the control group. If you live in one of these bond site areas and you receive a letter in the mail notifying you that you have been selected for one of these groups, you have the option, if you are in the right group, to volunteer for the benefit offset program, and you can take full advantage of it. I recommend that you do it if you get selected for the program. It is a thing that will not penalize you for working in the same way that the current program will. By doing so, you will be helping to show the results of the study beneficiary offset program, which is a program that we have been trying to get into the Social Security system for a long time. This comes from John Paré. Since we last had our presidential release made, we have had a seminar here. This is a leadership seminar, And this one is the Humbug Seminar. So you can, at the next convention, welcome the humbugs. Also, we've had a seminar for those who wanted to participate in the eBay program. We have been working with eBay to ensure that eBay's system is accessible to the blind, and we've had a lot of progress in getting eBay's program to be accessible. We had a class here of about 15 people last week, and we had some eBay trainers, and we went through the program of getting these folks to be entrepreneurs using the eBay system. It looks as though this is going to be a very successful program in bringing opportunity for the blind. The convention, as I said earlier in the release, is coming up, and you have a need, if you come to the convention, for a room to sleep in. We are using the Rosen Shingle Creek Resort Hotel in Orlando, Florida. If you would like a room in the hotel, the convention runs from the 3rd through the 8th of July. The 8th of July is banquet day, and you should call the hotel to get yourself a room. The number at the hotel is 866-996-6338. There will be a $75 charge when you make your reservation. If you cancel your reservation before the 1st of June, you can get 50% of that charge back. After the 1st of June, I don't guarantee that there'll be any rooms. The rooms are going at a tremendous rate, so if you want to get a reservation for the convention hotel, you dial 866-996-6338. The rates are $63 for singles and $67 for rooms that have more people in them. Also, if you want to register for the convention, this is not to get a room, but to get your registration in, the registration fee is $15 if you do it online while the registration period is open. And something more than that, I don't know whether we decided on $20 or $25 at the convention, but I urge you to get your registration made now so that you can get your registration at the lower rate. Also, banquet tickets this year are $50. If you wait till convention, my belief is they're $60. It's better to get them now, and you get your registration and banquet ticket by going to the website at www.nfb.org/registration, and you can get your registration and your banquet ticket, $15 for registration and $50 for the banquet. We should have an enormous bunch of people at the convention this summer, and we're already putting together a program for this summer's convention, which should be a great lot of fun. You should be there to participate in one of the most exciting things dealing with blindness anywhere in the world this year. Now, I was mentioning earlier on this release that there was something about the Blind Driver Challenge, and indeed there are many things about that. The Today Show has done some filming about the Blind Driver Challenge, and it will be broadcasting information about the Blind Driver Challenge on the 6th of March, that's this coming Sunday, on the weekend edition of the Today Show. So look for the Blind Driver Challenge on the Today Show this Sunday. While we're talking about the Blind Driver Challenge, I've had a letter from a Federationist which said that it was the notion of this Federationist that there was a contest underway to determine who would drive the blind driver drivable automobile. And indeed, there was a contest which was conducted according to a set of principles that I put together. This particular person said that he had thought that there would be a drawing of some kind from amongst Federation members. I don't know how it was that he thought we would sign people up for it, but he thought that there would be some kind of a drawing and that we would pick from among the people who were in the drawing to do the driving at the Daytona Speedway. I am a little dumbfounded by this thought because unless you do some practicing with the equipment involved, it's not practical to do the kind of driving we were doing in Daytona, so it takes quite a bit of training before you can do it. But I wanted to mention that apparently some people were under a misunderstanding that there was going to be a federation-wide drawing to see who was going to do the driving. And although there were some various people involved in the attempt to be the people to do the driving, it took quite a bit of training to do it, and a nationwide drawing for people to drive at Daytona wasn't practical. We'll talk about whether or not it's practical for people beyond those who've had extensive training to do driving sometime, but that's not yet. We'll be discussing some of this at convention this summer, so please be sure to come. We'll be talking about a lot of things, including the Blind Driver Challenge and where we go with it and what other things are part of the future for the technology that we're building. I want to mention one other thing on this release, and that is this. Mr. Frank Kurt Silke came to be the director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in 1973. As of the 28th day of February, he has retired. We will be talking about the work he has done at our convention this summer. He has worked there for more than 37 years at the National Library Service. He has provided more books to more blind people in more ways on more subjects than anybody else I know ever in the history of the United States or any other country. I think he is a magnificent leader in programming for the blind. I am very sorry to see him go. I hope him a joyous retirement. And I wanted you to know that we will soon be looking for another director with the judgment and the courage that Mr. Silke has shown. He has been a true friend to the blind. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a couple of presidential release endings here. Jerry Moreno of North Carolina says, "Why should you never iron a four-leafed clover? It's not good to press your luck." Fred Schroeder says, "What is a shotgun wedding? A case of wife or death." Or, "In democracy, your vote counts. In feudalism, your count votes."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.